96.9 FM, live and local. This is the morning primetime newsmaker.
And our primetime newsmaker this Friday morning is brought to you by the Opie Chicken House. Call the Chicken House for all your catering needs at 620-475-3386.
The Opie Chicken House has been providing the area with their signature quality food for over 65 years. They're open for dine-in service and carry-out Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. Come visit the Chicken House to see their newly remodeled dining room and for fried chicken, steak, seafood, burgers, and homemade pie. The Chicken House wishes to thank you for your support. They look forward to seeing you just 10 minutes south of Emporia in beautiful Olbee, Kansas.
KVOE, we are live and we are local and we are happy that you're with us on this Friday morning, the final Friday and 28th day of the month of March. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by Classy Reed, previewing this weekend's Camp Hope's annual Hope Ball out at the Boyer Community Building. Classy, good morning. How are you?
I am doing well. How are you guys?
Doing good. Thanks for taking some time to join us. Well, tell us about this night of glitz and glam that will be happening tomorrow night.
Absolutely. So we are super excited for our event this Saturday. We have just about 160 tickets sold, and we've had some wonderful community sponsors that have helped us to make this event happen, like Miss Annette Legaco, Mel's Tire, FHTC, and Norfolk Iron and Metal.
All right, so ticket sales been going good. So what's the theme of the Hope Ball coming up tomorrow night?
This year it is the Roaring Twenties.
Okay, so what's going to be happening at the Boyer Building beginning at 5:30 tomorrow night?
Yeah, tomorrow we will have catering provided by Smoking O's Barbecue. We will have a band there as well, providing live music to dance the night away. We will also have a auction going there with donations that we've received from other people in the community, and we're currently sitting at about 36, 37 items for the auction, so it's going to be some fun items up for grabs.
Classy, for those who don't know, can you just talk a little bit about Camp Hope and really the service that you provide here to the community?
Sure. Camp Hope is a local summer camp that is held here at Emporia, usually at one of the schools in the community, that helps provide summer experiences for students who have higher support needs in the community that may not have as many opportunities for fun summer adventures as their peers. So we really come together and help provide them with a lot of different things, including like going swimming or to the splash pad and to the movies. We partner with students at ESU who help come out and provide lessons, especially the science cohort at ESU. The Rec Center, Emporia Library, and Crosswinds are all people who help provide activities for us for the summer.
Yeah, a lot of branches on the Camp Hope tree, that is for sure. Again, the Hope Ball, a night of glitz and glam, fun and fundraising, happening at the Boyer Community Building. Check in at 5:30 tomorrow night. You mentioned ticket sales, Classy, have been going well, so still tickets available?
Actually, no. Ticket sales had to close last night. But if people didn't get in on the tickets this year, definitely follow us on Facebook at Camp Hope Inc. to see what we have coming in the future. We're hoping to have more fundraising happening, and then we will also have volunteer opportunities in the summer to help us at camp also. So people should definitely keep their eye out if they didn't get on this event.
So, Classy, two questions on that real fast. Number one, does that mean we can call this a sellout?
Yes.
Woo-hoo!
We are so pumped.
Well, the other question on that is you mentioned obviously all the activities that kids are able to take part in through Camp Hope. What is the average cost each year for you to be able to provide those opportunities, just to kind of highlight the importance for this fundraiser?
Yeah. So with transportation and all of the different things, it can range to about $300 per camper each summer. And this summer, we are actually potentially sitting at one of the largest Camp Hope summers that we've had. It looks like we'll be inviting over 25 students right now, so we'll just have to see who ends up confirming and coming. But we're looking at having a really large summer for camp.
Well, congratulations on the sellout. It's going to be a big night out at the Boyer Building tomorrow night, raising money for Camp Hope and all the great work that they do. Classy, nice job on that. Hope you have a great evening tomorrow night. And here's to a positive Camp Hope summer.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
Yeah, classy read with Camp Hope. A sellout at the Hope Ball tomorrow night, Hagen.
Yeah, all for a great cause. And just doing the quick math on that, you know, we were talking about the cost for providing those opportunities, about $7,500, I would imagine, for 25 young men and women here in the local area. So definitely get out there and get involved, help put on a great summer for these kids. Hey, do want to remind everybody real quick, still a lot to come on the morning show, including our monthly update with Kansas 2nd District Congressman Derek Schmidt. That's coming up at 8:20 here this morning. Of course, we'll also have our Newsmaker 3, where we'll be joined by Lyon County Appraiser Ryan Jansen as he's discussing the annual valuation appeal process. That's around 8:45 this morning. Then we turn our attention to next week. We have a pretty full slate of interviews for the morning show all throughout next week, including next Monday. We'll be joined by Marcy Harrison, as she'll be previewing upcoming activities as part of Madison's Senior Cruise Night there in Madison. So exciting stuff coming here across our airwaves. And of course, if you'd like to join in on the fun here on the morning show, you have an event or an organization you'd like to highlight, just give us a call, 620-342-1400, or you can always email us at kvoe@kvoe.com. We would love to get you on the morning show to talk about all your upcoming activities and events.
All right, and a quick reminder, Abundant Harvest on Whittier Street, they are giving away bison meat this morning at 8:30.
Ooh.
And they have plenty of it, I guess. They had salmon and orange juice, I think, last evening.
Man.
They were giving away. But bison meat this morning at Abundant Harvest, and they will start that giveaway at 8:30. All are welcome. Our primetime newsmaker this morning brought to you by the Olpe Chicken House, featuring great chicken, steak, seafood, and catering. The Olpe Chicken House, a family tradition since 1958. The Olpe Chicken House. 7:31, 58 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weekend weather next.
Chick Day is Saturday at Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply. From 9 to 11 a.m., Heartland Hatchery will have a great variety of over 25 breeds of chicks.